Okay, Rabosai. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Junesman Shiurim, this hybrid format. We're partially in person and partially on Zoom. I wish the Zoom chevra could see the in-person chevra and the guys here in the Shiurim could see the guys on Zoom. But okay, if you have a shayla, if you have a kasha, you can ask the kasha. We'll try to make sure that everyone can hear the kashas. Just a couple of announcements before we begin. In terms of the Makoros, so we have a packet of Tur Shulchan Aruch. I photocopied that separately for the Talmidim because we're going to be referring to it, you know, pretty frequently in the Makoros. Instead of just photocopying it for every Makoros packet, I figured it would just be easier this way. So we have a packet of Tur Shulchan Aruch, and we also have the separate Makoros. So try to pick them up from the Beis Medrash, or as I mentioned to some of the Talmidim, I put them all on Canvas. I'm going to try to scan them in. So the Chevra that's not here, in different parts of the globe, they'll be able to get the Makoros from Canvas. Someone texted me this morning, I didn't see the text until late, but they texted me, where are we for Seder during Junesman? Are we back in Zeisman or are we in Gluck? So by popular demand, it seems like the Chevra wants to be on the second floor of Gluck. So if you want to join us on the second floor of Gluck, there's a nice kultura there. So I think that's where we're going to be for Junesman in terms of the Seder. And the schedule, I think we mentioned the schedule before. Generally in Junesman we have shiur from Monday through Thursday. Obviously this week it's only Tuesday through Thursday, and next week also it'll only be Tuesday through Thursday because of Shavuos. So, you know, that's the schedule. For the third week, hopefully, if we'll go for the third week, we won't have shiur on Sunday, but hopefully we'll have shiur Monday through Thursday in that third week. I think that basically does it. We have Seder from 9 to 12, and shiur hopefully will be at 12. More of a Chabura style, as I mentioned, 12 to 12:50. Maybe we'll go a little bit after that. Just by a show of hands, does anyone have to get somewhere at 1 o'clock? Does anyone in person have to get anywhere at 1 o'clock? Okay, so that just reduces the pressure a little bit. I'm not going to go over, but it just reduces the pressure a little bit. Okay, let's begin. The Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis outlines some of the prohibitions that Chazal enacted relating to Goyim. Mishnah says, Ve'elu dvarim shalob de kochovim asurin ve'en yisuran isur hano. There are some isurim related to non-Jews that are asubahana. We know yayin nesach is asubahana. One can't derive any benefit from that yayin. And there are other things as well that are asubahana. But here the Mishnah outlines some items that are asubahachila, but they're not asubahana. What does that list include? So chalav shechalvo over kochav ven yisrael roehu. If the goy milks his animal and the Israel doesn't see, so the chalav is asa. That's chalav akum. We'll get back to Cholav Akum, Mitzvah Shem. V'hapas, says the Mishnah, pas, bread of a non-Jew. Bread that the non-Jew baked is also aser. V'hashemen shalahen. And the shemen, the oil of the non-Jew, is also prohibited. Then the Mishnah says, Rebbe u'bezdino hitiru. Rebbe, here Rebbe does not mean Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. As Rashi explains, it means Rebbe Yehuda Nesia. That's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's grandson. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's son was Rabbi Gamliel. Rebbe Yehuda Nesia was Rabbi Gamliel's son. So this Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Nesia, a little bit later than Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So he and his Bezdin were Matir Shemen. They were Matir the Shemen. So the Mishnah says that there was an Isser. Chazal created an Isser of Shemen Akum. Rebbe Bezdin or Rebbe Yehuda Nesia and his Bezdin were Matir Shemen. V'hashlokos, and the final item that we're going to deal with is shlokos, that means cooked food, Bishal Akum. Chazal made a prohibition on Bishul Akum as well. So we're going to focus now on Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. Why are these items aser? So Rashi over here, V'hashlokos, writes, Kol dover shebishlo over kochavim v'afilu b'klitor. Rashi points out that obviously we're not talking about that there's a kashrus problem, a concern that maybe there's treif in the Pas, there's treif in the Bishul, in the Tavshil. No, there's not. It's b'klitor. It's a kosher kli, and all the ingredients are kosher. So what's the issa? Says Rashi, v'kulu mishum chasnas. The prohibitions over here are because of chasnas, that we're afraid of a kir of hadas, that if a person eats pas akum, eats bread made by the non-Jew, or he eats a tavshil that was cooked by the non-Jew, there'll be a kir of hadas, there'll be some kind of a connection developed between the ovei kochavim and the Yisrael, and it'll lead to intermarriage, that the Yisrael will have a connection, he'll have a liking, he'll take a liking for the non-Jew, and maybe they'll make a shidduch. Maybe he'll marry the daughter of the non-Jew. That's the Isser of Pasakam and Bishalakam. It's an Isser Mishum Chasnas. And this is what the Gemara elaborates on. Rashi took it from the Gemara and the Aflamid Vavamid Beis. The Gemara says, Gufa, Omar Bali, Omar Avimi, Nusa'a, Mishmei Dirav, Piton, Vishamnon, Yenun, Uvnosem, Kula, Mishmona, Sadavarhein. These Gzeiros, the Rabbanon, are part of the Yurches Dover. We know the Yurches Dover are mentioned in the Gemara and Shabbos that Beisham and Beis Hillel made certain Gzeiros, the Rabbanon. So these are part of the Yurches Dover, says the Gemara. What does that mean? Piton, Shamnon, Yenum, Benoseim. These are different. Well, what's the Gzeiro of Benoseim? So the Gemara explains, skipping a little bit. The Gemara says, the Chiosa, Rav Acha, Ba'ada, Omer, Rav Yitzchak, Gozro, Piton, Mishum, Shamnon. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains, Mai ulmei deshemen mipas el al piton v'shamnon mishum yenom v'al yenom mishum benoseim. That this line that they were gozer on piton, shamnon, yenon, and benoseim, it's not that they were gozer on benoseim shel akum. It's that they were gozer on piton, shamnon, and yenom on the pas akum, on the shemen shel akum. Before it was chazu v'hitiru, they were gozer on the pas and the shemen and the yayin, mishum benoseim, because of chasnas, that we're afraid it'll lead to intermarriage, if you allow someone to eat from the pas, from the shemen of the non-Jew, etc. And as Rashi explained on Shlokas, that the same gzera, that the gzera of Bishalakam is Mishum Benoseim, it's Mishum Chasnas. The Darkei Moshe, the comments of the Ramah on the tour, the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, if Cotton Beis, quotes from the Rashba, that this gzera pas Akum applies not only to an Akum, not only to a non-Jew who has a daughter, even if he doesn't have a daughter. You would think, if he doesn't have a daughter, what's the chashash of chasnas? No, it's a gzeira below plug, the chazal made, because in many circumstances there will be a daughter there involved. Right? So since we're afraid of the chasnas when the guy does have a daughter, then even if there is no daughter, it's still going to be awesome. This is in the Tur Shulchan Aruch packet. You have in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, in Darkei Moshe of Cotton Beis, B'tshuva Sarashba. He has Yesh Toim Lomar Davka Begoyim Dislu Bonim Ubonos of a Paskomrim Shari. Some people think Paskomrim, that the bread of a priest, the priest didn't get married, so they didn't have any children, so you'd think that the bread of the priest should be permissible, because what's the chashash of chasnas? Right? The concern is not that the Jew will marry off his daughter to the non-Jewish man, but rather that the Jew will marry the daughter of the non-Jew. So if the non-Jew has no kids, there shouldn't be any problem. Dr. Rashba, the Tos Godel who be Adam is a big mistake. Lo chilkul chacham b'gzeirasam bein agosh yesh lo banim o ein lo ad kan l'shono. That's a mistake, Dr. Rashba. Chazal made a gzera mishum chasnas below plug because they were afraid that it'll lead to intermarriage. So even if in this particular case there's no intermarriage possible, it doesn't matter. The gzera was said, and therefore it's going to be awesome. Okay, this is the basic halach of Pas Akum, that the Mishnah says that there's a gzeira pas akum. What's the gzeira based on? So Rashi explains in Shlokas that it's based on chasnas, and as the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Mebeis elaborates, that it's not only about Shlokas, but even pitam is also mishum benosei. Like, this is the basic gzeira pas akum. Comes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah there, in Daf Lamed Hei Mebeis, and starts to chip away. That you get the impression from the Gemara in the Gemara there on Lamed Hei, that not only was there some kind of a heter for Shem and Akum, but for Pas Akum as well. Dr. Gemara, v'hapas. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Pas lohutra bebezdin. Rav Yochanan says that they were not matir Pas bebezdin. Right, the Mishnah says that Rav Yehuda bezdin were matir Shemen. Dr. Rav Yochanan, they were not matir Pas. So what does he have to say that for? The Mishnah didn't have a Havamei, they were matir Pas. No. Zokta Gemara, Mechlal de Ikaman de Shari. The fact that he has to say that no one was matir Pas Bebezdin is mashma that someone thought that there was a heter. Someone thought there was a heter. And where's that heter? Like, why would you assume that there's a heter? This is Zokta Gemara, in the Chiosa, Rav Dimi, Omar, Pamachas Yotzer Rebbe Lesodeh. Rav Dimi said one time, Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Nesia, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi's grandson, went out to the Sodeh. Vehevi Ovekachavim Lefana Pas Purni Mafe Sa'ah, and they brought. And a guy brought pass before him. Amar Rebbe Kamano Pasu. Rebbe said, "Look at this beautiful pass. Maro Chachamim Laoser. Why did the Chachamim answer it? What does that mean?" In fact, the Gemara, Maro Chachamim Mishum Chasnas. We know what the reason is that the Chachamim answered Pasakmas Mishum Chasnas. No, Ela Maro Chachamim Laoser Besode. Rebbe asked, look, I'm besada, I'm traveling, I'm not be'ir, I'm not in the city, I'm only besada. So why did the Chachamim ask the Pasakim even besada? They should only have asked be'ir. So kisvurim ha'am hiti Rebbe apas, the people thought, Rebbe wanted to be matir Pasakim besada. Velohi, says the Gemara, no, Rebbe lohi teres apas. No, Rebbe was just saying, why did the Chachamim Asa pasakam even besada? He didn't mean to be mater pasakam besada. He didn't mean to be mater pasakam in general. He just said, why did they do it? But the reality is, there is an issa, so there's nothing to be mater. Rav Yosef v'itema Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar lo kachaya maisa. There's another version to this maisa. Elo amru pamachas holach Rebbe l'makom echad v'ro pas dochok l'talmidim. Amar Rebbe ein kan palter. A different case, that Rebbe came to a makom and he saw that the Talmidim didn't have any bread. And the bread was the staple. The bread was the staple in that time. If they didn't have the bread, they wouldn't be able to eat. So Rebbe said, there's no palter? What does a palter mean? Palter means a guy who sells bread, who bakes bread to sell it. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Right? We're going to get to it later, but let's define the terms now. A palter, we're going to see this term a lot. The Beis Yosef, I think it's on page Vav. The Beis Yosef says in Simon Kuf Yud Beis and Sif Beis in the Beis Yosef. It's not in the order of the Beis Yosef. This is smack in the middle. The order of the Beis Yosef, the lettering of the Beis Yosef. In the old tour, they never had these letterings. In this beautiful Machon Shiras Devorah tour, so they letter in the Beis Yosef where it appears in Shulchan Aruch. So this is where the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Simon Kuf Yud Beis is going to quote this halachas. Even though it's a little bit later on in the Beis Yosef, it's after, you know, Siv Hei in the Beis Yosef and Siv Ches and Siv Zayin, but they lettered it Beis because it's going to appear in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis. The Beis Yosef says, L'chara ha'yanir alamed lo kol goy ha'oseh pas limka b'shuk muta liknos mimenu. Just because a goy makes pas to sell in the marketplace, he's a nachtom, he's a baker. So he makes pas, he makes bread to sell in the marketplace. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's always mutter to buy his bread. Chari lohi tiru ela palter, they only were matir pas palter. We're going to get to the heter pas palter. The hainu misha umnuso bekach, avalo balabayash osa pas ba'akroi limkor. The Beis Yosef says it's mashma, it would seem as though pas palter is someone who normally makes bread to sell in the shuk. But if he just does it bakroi, you have a balabayas who bakroi, you know, just on a temporary basis, he wants to sell some bread in the marketplace. That's not paspalter, that's pas balabayas. He's really a balabayas. He's just, you know, on a whim, in one circumstance, he's going to make pas to sell in the shuk. That's how the Beis Yosef wants to say, lechora. He would say paspalter means a person whose parnosa is to sell bread, a nachtom, whose parnosa is to have a bakery. Because the Rashba said, what's the heter paspalter that we're going to get to? That because since he's baking the bread in order to sell, there's no kir vadas. Mashba, the kol she'osa hagoy pas ze le'ochlo. Ela lemocha lecha mishayetz aliknos ein ba mishum kirev das afilu lo haisom nasa bekach lechashin lekirev das alek she'osa pas la'atzma v'achgach mocha o nasna liyisrael. Dr. Beis Yosef, from the time that the Rashba says in the heter of paspalta that there's no kirev das because he made it in order to sell, so Dr. Beis Yosef, it would appear that the heter paspalta applies even to a balabais who's not a baker, doesn't own a bakery, but he made this pas in order to sell it. So if the goal of this particular bread is to sell it, there's no kirev hadas. It's only if he made the pas for himself. Again, we're talking about that the pas balabayas has no treif in it. Obviously, there's no lard, there are no ingredients that would be a problem. So it's kosher. You know it's kosher. You're going in and out, making sure that there are no ingredients that are going to be problematic. But what happens if the balabayas makes the bread in order to sell it? He doesn't make the bread for himself. So this is up to Beis Yosef from the Rashba. You get the impression. That's also pas palter. That's called pas palter, that's not pas balabayas, because he didn't make it for himself. Okay, that's the definition of pas palter. That if the bread is made in order to be sold. So the Gemara here says that Rebbe went to this place that the pas was dochok l'talmidim. So he said, ain't kan palter? What, there's no baker? Kesvurim ha'am lomar palter ovekochavim v'hulo omer la palter Yisrael. So, nochamo, the people thought that Rebbe was matir even a palter of ikachavim. Bread baked by a non-Jew should be mutter. Bread baked by a palter. Okay, baked by a palter. But bread baked by a palter should be permissible. But comes the Gemara and says, no. Rebbe was only matter. Palter, he wasn't matter anything. He just said, there's no palter. Meaning, there's no Jewish baker. Of course he wouldn't be makel for pas akum. Even a palter akum. Even palter akum, he wouldn't be makel. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara presents two different versions of a story that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya went out someplace and he made some kind of a statement that gave the impression that he was Mater Pasakam. Either he wanted to be Mater Pasakam Besoder or he wanted to be Mater Paspalter, Akum, maybe even not Besoder. But the Gemara says it was a mistake, that the people thought he was Mater, but he really wasn't Mater. Really wasn't Mater. You get the impression from the Bavli that there was no heter of Pas. There was no heter of Pas, it was a heter of Shemen, like the Mishnah says, Shemen Akum, they later were Mater, but Pas Akum, they were not Mater. Comes the Rishalmi and says that no, there really was a heter. Even by Pas Akum, there was a heter as well. This is the Rishalmi that all the Rishonim quote, Rishalmi in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. In the packet, it's page 2. Rishalmi says, Pitan Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Pas me halochos shel imum hi. Pas Akum is of the halachos of Im'um. What does it mean, Im'um? The Gemara Bava Kama has a lotion of Gecholim Omemos. If you have coals that are, those who are in the Bava Kama Shir, right? If you have coals that are like sputtering, right? They're weakening. They're not so red hot. They're not so strong. So that's what Yerushalmi says, that Pas Akum is like halachos of Im'um. They're weak halachos. It's not so strong. The Gzer of Pas Akum is not so strong. What does that mean? So skipping a little bit, Yerushalmi says in the second to last line over there, Mokom she'ein pas Yisrael metzuya, bedinu shetei pas nochrim asura. That really in a place where there's no pas Yisrael, even in a place where there's no pas Yisrael metzuya, you can't get hold of pas Yisrael, but nevertheless, pas akum should still be awesome. But ve'imamu aleo ve'hitirua mipnei chayei nefesh. Because of chayei nefesh, because pas was such a staple of life, ala alechem yichya ha'odam, some of the Rishonim have a Losh and the Rosh and others that people lived by bread alone. We don't eat so much bread, so we can't understand what's so important about bread. You know, we have people barely eat bread during the week. You know, even on Shabbos, where we'll have a little challah, we'll say a motzi, we'll have a betzias apas on lechem mishnah. But how much bread do people eat? They eat a little bit of bread, then they put it on the side, and they have all the other dishes, whether the fish and the soup and the cholent and whatnot. Right? We don't eat so much bread. But at the time of the Gemara, bread was the staple. Bread was the staple. There were some communities, in Europe at the turn of the 19th century and the 18th century, the 20th century, bread was it. That's what they ate. That's most of what they ate. You know, if they had a little bit of potatoes, you know, they were lucky. They had a couple of vegetables. They were lucky. They ate a lot of bread. So bread was a real staple. So Mishum Chai Nefesh, Zokti Rishalmi. Imamu Aleo, the Gzeira was weakened, Vihitiru, and they were matter it because of Chayin Nefesh. Rabbanan de Kisrin, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Kedivre Mishahu Matir, Vulvad Minapalta. So he added that the Heter was only Paspalter, wasn't Pasbalabais. Okay, we'll get to that prat a little bit later. So this Yerushalmi clearly seems to assume that there was a Heter of Pasakim. Not just a heter of Shemen Akam, there was a heter of Pas Akam as well. Against the mashmos of the Bavli, the impression in the Bavli is that there wasn't a heter. There wasn't a heter. Right? The people thought there was a heter, but there wasn't really a heter. That's what the Gemara in the Bavli says a little bit later as well. On Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara tells a story on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, Mistomeh v'osel Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Akatfei de Rabbi Simloi Shamei. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he's the Mara, the Shmites over here, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. So he was walking, he was being helped by his Shamish Rabbi Simloi. So Amalei Rabbi Simloi, Amalei Simloi lo ha'isa emesh b'veis ha'medrash. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya turned to his Shamish and he said, you weren't in the Beis Medrash. You know, were you there? Were you there in the Beis Medrash last night? It was a big oilam, you know, he didn't see him. Were you there in the Beis Medrash k'sheitarnu es ha'shemen? Were you there when we were matar shemen? This is when it occurred, right? That's when the heter of shemen occurred. Samalo, Rabbi Simloi said to him, "Be a menu, tater aves apas. Maybe you should be matir pas akum too." You know, he was egging him on. Maybe tater should be matir pas. We need the heter. So Amalo, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, no, I can't do that. Then they're gonna call us a lenient Bezdin. This says this is not a serious Bezdin. They matter everything. You know, they're lenient on everything. That I can't do. I can't go so far. Shemen we will matter. The Gemara talks about why they were matter Shemen. But Pas, I can't be matter. Nochamo, it sounds from the Bavli that they were not matter Pas. From the Yerushalmi, you get the impression, Mishum Chayin Nefesh, they were matter Pas. That's the feeling you get. The machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that they were matir pas mishum chayin nefesh, but the Bavli says no, they were matir shema, they were not matir pasakim. So how do we paskin lahalocha? What are the Rishonim saying? This is a major machlokus in the Rishonim how to paskin. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah there in the packet, he quotes the Beinu Meir Halevi. The Ramah, we had so much Yad Ramah in Bava Basra this year, right? So we couldn't go even the first year of June's month without quoting a Ramah. So what does the Ritva say? This is on page, have these double-sided Makoras here. This is on page 3. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah. Ikol Amedek Tuva. Heichi Muchach Mehani Uvdi. The Ikaman de Shari. How's it Muchach from these Uvdi, from these cases that someone wanted to be Matir Pasakam? Shari Enkan de la Masha Hayu Ha'am Toim Musvurim Bedivre Rebbe. Is this really a mocker to say that it should be Mutter? He says it's not so clear that it really should, that Pasakam should be Mutter, because we only have situations where the people thought that Rabbi Yehuda Nasir was Matir Pasakam, but is it really true? The Od Hari Talmud Saver Va'omer V'lohi Lohita Rabbi Esapas. The Gemara says Beferish that he wasn't Matir Pas. So is there a heter? Is there no heter? Like what's going on over here? So he says V'yesha Pirish Nechlal the Ikaman De Saver De Shayua Bezdin V'amai In. Right, the Lashon of the Gemara is Nechlal the Ikaman De Shayua. Right. It sounds like someone was matir. So yesh mi shapirish mechal di command the sover the shayu abezdin v'amai in the chiyas of chule lefiza ein lo nushum hetter bepashal goyim lo bedivri Rabbi Chelva lo bedivri Rabbi Yochanan. We'll get to them in a moment. Kol divrayim b'mashe svurim ha'om loma. The Gemara later is going to say there are two versions as to what Rabbi's hetter was about. But zok the yesh mi shapirish. Who is this yesh mi shapirish? Oh, I took out the bracket before the end. V'zedas haram ha'levi zal. That's the perish haramah le'mechilten lo zachino lo, the footnote says. That's the Ramah, Rabbeinu Meir ha'levi, the Yad Ramah. The Ritva quotes from one of his Rebbeim. The Ramah says that you see that Rebbe was not mater pasakam. Right? The final word is that there is no heter pasakam. All the discussion of the Gemara is just based on what the people thought was mutter, but it's not true. It's not true, so there really is no heter of Pasakam. This is what the Ramah wanted to suggest. Even if it's a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, but generally we follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi, so the Ramah would say that there is no heter of Pasakam. That a person is not allowed to eat Pasakam, not Pas Balabayas, and not Pas Palta. There's no chiluk between the two. Pasakam is also, even if it's Pas Palta. This is one approach of the Rishon. Tosus disagrees. Tosus in the Maschel Mechlal here on Lamed Hamad Beis says that maybe there really is a het. Mechal di ikal aman deshari, mid the ka'amar pas lohutra bebezdin, mechal di boy have a shari lay. The fact that the Gemara has to say that pas was not hutra bebezdin, there was no het bebezdin. By Shemin, the Mishnah says there was a het bebezdin. But by pas, there was no het bebezdin, zok the Gemara. So it says Tosus, the fact that the Gemara had to use such a lotion. Nechlal di boy have a shari lay. It sounds like if possible, he would have been matir. It wasn't huta bebezdin, but boy, if it's necessary, then one can be matir. Alma lo poshad yisro. It sounds like the isser was not nespashe bechol yisrael, that the isser did not spread to every community. Okay, there wasn't a heta bebezdin. Heta bebezdin means it's mutter in Gansen. It's mutter everywhere, but. The fact that there's no heter bezdin doesn't mean that there aren't limited heterim in a place where it's not nispashet. If the gzera wasn't nispashet, if this didn't spread, so then the gzera doesn't apply. Saptos v'smikan zamchu at the lechel pashal of the kochavim. It's based on this diuk, that they weren't matir pas bebezdim, but it sounds like if the gzera was not nispashet, even though it's not going to be a general dispensation, a general leniency, but in a place where the gzera was not nispashet, it's mutter. So says Tosfos, there are places that are somech not to eat pasakim, kevin shlo pashet yisro b'chol yisroel. Right, so there are certain places that they're matir. The eshlis mechal divrei Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, the army, and goes in Gzera Latzibra Elam Kein, Rov Atzibra Yechol and Lamabo. There's a rule that when not goes to Gzera Latzibra unless most of the Tzibra can handle it. But Mishum Chai and Nefesh, people need the bread. So the Gzera in certain places, if it's a place where people really subsist on bread, and there's no access, you know, to pass yourself, if you can't get bread from any other place. So there, the whole Gzera was not Nispashet Bechlal. The Gzera was not Nispashet Bechlal. Tosfos quotes a number of Makoros. He quotes the Yerushalmi and he quotes the Gemara later on at Daf Lamed Zayin, that it sounds like there is a Makom for Heter. That the Gzer was not Nispashe Bechol Yisrael. Even the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hamed Beis is mashma lohudra pas bebezdin, but in a place where the gzer is not nispashet, so then it's taka gonna be mutter, and it sounds like it's dependent on every place. If it really was not nispashet, then there's a heter gomer. What's this heter? What there was a gzera and later they were matir? So from the lashon of Tosfos, the beginning of Tosfos, it's mashma no lo nispashet hagzer b'chol Yisrael, that the gzera was not nispashet mitchiloso. The whole gzera was not chal b'chlal. Maybe Metchila, there was no Gzera Bechlal. It's not that there was a Gzera and then later they were Matir. But maybe the Gzera didn't start Metchila. This is how the Beis Yosef understood a comment of the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Tov Tov Lamed, we often find that the Mordechai goes together with the Balei Tosfos. It's one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So from the Lashon of the Mordechai, the Beis Yosef is Medayik, that it would appear that the Mordechai feels that maybe the whole Gzera doesn't apply Bechlal. It's not that it was a later Heter. But the Gzera never took on any weight in certain places. This is a Mordechai in Siman Tov Tov Lamed. In the old Gemara, it's on page Mem Beis in the first column. It says, V'gam yesh somchem ahode kama b'yushal mepito mehilcho mehalocha shal imam hu u'masik b'mokom she'en pas Yisrael mitzuya imam u'alea v'itiruah. So it sounds from the Yerushalmi that b'mokom shem pasiyo metzuya, so then they were matir pasakum. Mikol mokom itochay Yerushalmi and lanu lismoch lahatir pasiyo lekhom b'mokom shem pasiyo metzuya. Zok to Mordechai from the Yerushalmi, it sounds like b'mokom shem pasiyo metzuya, then it's going to be mutter. But there is a gzera pasakum. B'mokom shem pasiyo metzuya, if pasiyo Yisrael is readily available, there are communities where you can get pasiyo Yisrael. So pasiyo Yisrael is readily available. You get the impression from the Yerushalmi that there was a gzera pasakum. But Zokta Mordechai Venirish Yeshlis Machalad the Omer Al Haitana the Omer Rabbi Simloi Rabbi Huda Nasiya Biamenotatir Sapas Amalei etc. Zokta Mordechai from the Gemanda Flamed Zayin, the give and take between Rabbi Huda Nasiya and Rabbi Simloi. He says the only reason Rabbi Huda Nasiya didn't want to be Matir Pas Akum Bebezdin is because then they call him a Beit Din Asharia Mashmat Ilav Hochi Hoya Matir Kmoshiit Rasa Shemen. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says, really, there is a makom to be matir pasakim. I'm not going to do it bebezdin, but really, there is a makom to be matir pasakim. Zokta Mordechai, v'imkein lo pashad yisura b'chol yisura. Sounds like the issa was not in this pashay b'chol yisura. Va'onu me'osan ha'makomosh lo pashad yisura, shariyanu nogin bo heter, v'insarach heter bezdin, el b'mkomosh lo pashad yisura shekiblu aleyem. Zokta Mordechai, we're from a place that the Issa was never Nispashe Mitchila. It was never Nispashe Mitchila, so the whole Gzera doesn't apply. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya didn't want to be Matirit Bebezdim, but that doesn't mean that the Gzera was Mispashe. If you live in a place where the Gzera was never Nispashe, then the whole Gzera doesn't exist Bechlal. The whole Gzera should not exist Bechlal. That's an extreme. We have, on the one hand, the Ritva quoted from the Ramah, that we follow the Bavli, that there's a full Isser of Pas Akum even Bizman Azeh. The Yerushalmi is rejected in the face of the Bavli. comes the Mordechai and says, no, there are some places where the Gzer was never nispashe b'cha. And there it's Heter Gomer. There's no Issur Pasakam at all. And it would seem like from the beginning of Tosfos at least, that that's what Tosfos assumes as well, on nispashe ha-Gzerah, that there was a Heter from the beginning, that the Issur of Pasakam was not nispashe metchila. But there's a middle ground. Right? There's a middle ground. And that is, there are some who claim that maybe the Gzeira was Chal Metchila, but then later there was a Heter. From the Hemshech of Tosfos, it sounds like Hitiru. Later they were Matir. He quotes from the Yerushalmi. From the Yerushalmi, it's not Mashma that it wasn't Nispashet Metchila, it's that they were Matir later on. That later on there was a Heter. So that's the middle ground. Not like the Ramah that we reject the Yerushalmi and we say that there's no Heter of Pasakam at all. Not like the Mordechai, that there are some places that the Gzer was not Nispashe Metchila and it was never Asa Bechlal. But no, there's this middle ground that there was a Gzer. There was a Gzer of Pasakam. Right? Just like there was a Gzer of Shemin. It sounds like there was a Gzer of Shemin Metchila. It's just later Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and his Bezdin was Matir. But there was a Gzer of Metchila. So there was a Gzer of Pasakam. But later there was a Heter. And that's what the Gemara might be saying. That Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya really felt that there was a makom for Heter. There was a makom for Heter. Not that the Gzer was not in the spashe, but later he felt that there was some kind of limited makom for Heter. So what was that limited makom for Heter? What is the Heter? So the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis gives us the parameters of that Heter. Amar Rabbi Chelbo says the Gemara, Afilu man d'amar palter over kochavim, lo amar el adaleka palter yisro. Al b'makom d'ika palter yisro lo. Rabbi Chelbo says that even the mandamar palter over kochavim. Why does he say afil mandamar palter over kochavim? Well, that's what Rabbi said, right? It's mashma. He wasn't mater pas balabais. Pas of a balabais. Again, even if we know it's kosher, that there was no havamina that should be mutter. Pas palter. He felt it should be mutter. Yeah, it's the makom of dachok l'talmidim. They didn't have the pas. He said, like, why did Chazal aser pas palter? So Zok Rabbi Chelbo, no, even if you all pas akam is mutter, pas palter is mutter, it's only mutter if leka pas yisra. If pas yisra is not mutter. But if ika pas yisra, if ika palter yisra, lo. Rabbi Yochanan amar, afilu mandamar palter, rabbi kochavim, ani mili besod. Avu be'ir lo, mishum chasnes. Rabbi Yochanan has another qualifier, right? That pas palter is mutter only when? Only besode. Now someone is traveling. He's not be'ir. He's traveling bakroi ba'alma. It's a temporary thing and he's traveling. So then paspalt is going to be mutter. So two limitations to the heter Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya wanted to suggest. And the Gemara says that Ebo have a menakis va'ochel pasa be'mitzri. Ebo would eat pasakum. So amalohu rava vitema Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo tishto bahade de ibu. The Ebo. Lo tishto, says the Bach. Lo tishto mi ne de Ebu. Don't mention the Dvar Shmu of Ebu in the base medrash. He didn't do good. The Ka'ocha Lachma Darmoy. He's eating Pasakam. He shouldn't eat Pasakam. It's not mutter. Right? He ate it in the Sodas. Right? So why is he eating it in the Sodas? So Rav apparently felt that no, there's no Heter in the Soda. I guess he argued with the Rabbi Yochanan's Heter. Right, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chelbo, so they felt that there is a man de Omar who's matter palter akum, but there's a limited heter, and Rava felt there isn't even such a heter. So we find these two qualifying statements, these two limitations, that even if you want to be matter pas akum, pas palter akum, but there are limiting factors that maybe pas palter akum is only permissible if leka palti Yisrael, if pas palti Yisrael is not mutzah. Or pas palter akum is mutter only if it's basod and not be'ir. So who do we paskin like? Right? According to those we've shown, we take the middle of the road. Not like the Ramah that there's no heter. And not like the Mordechai in the beginning of Tosis that there's no issa. That mitchiloso in certain places the Gzera didn't catch on. But rather, the Gzera did exist. It was made mitchila, but then later, Then later there was some kind of a heter that was created. So how do we understand this heter? So we have two qualifying statements. So which one is accepted lahalacha? So that's also a major machlokas rishon. The Beis Yosef in Simen Kufiyud Beis quotes the Rishonim. You could look at the Rishonim inside, but sometimes looking at the Beis Yosef, you just get the rendition, you know, the clear rendition. He puts all the Rishonim together. And if you learn halacha, maybe some of you have not learned not had a halacha limud before. To learn halacha properly, you got to learn the Gemaras, but then you have to go through the Tur and the Beis Yosef. You have to look at all the Beis Yosefs. If you don't look at the Beis Yosefs, you really don't know where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from. I'll never forget when I was learning Shechita as part of the Smicha program. So we came to Yeridea, Simen Aleph. So what did we do? So we opened up a Tur Shulchan Aruch. We opened up the Tur, and we learned to the Tur. We learned to the Beis Yosef. We looked at the Gemara in Chul in the first Gemara, Rov Mitzvina Etzah Shechita Mumchenheim, first Blada. So you can skip a little bit, but you got to get to Gimel Amid Beis. So we looked through the Gemara, we looked at the Beis Yosef, and then we saw there were two days in the Beis Yosef, so we came to the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. We see there's a Machlokas of Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And basically it lines up with the different Shitas in the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quoted. So, we're going on, we're looking at the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz. And one of my Chaverim came over to me and said, did you understand the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah? I was looking at the Bir Agra, I was having such a hard time understanding where the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah came from. So my Chavrusa turned to him and said, well, did you look at the Beis Yosef? He said, no. So we looked at him and we said, you should see the Beis Yosef. He explains everything. So that was my lesson. The opening day, Yeridea. The first lesson is you got to do Beis Yosef. If you don't do Beis Yosef, you can't look at the Shulchan Aruch and say, where's he getting it from? Look at the Beis Yosef. He tells you exactly where he's getting it from. It takes longer to do the tour in the Beis Yosef, but that's the way that you have to learn halacha. So sometimes if you look at the Beis Yosef, he makes it easy. He collects all of the Rishonim. You don't have to remember what's the Rashba in Torah Sabayis and which Ran is important, which Rambam is important. He collects a lot of the things for you. But then you should look up all the Rishonim yourself. But sometimes when it comes to Makaros, it's a lot easier just to look at the Beis Yosef than to list off all of the Makaros. That can become burdensome. So sometimes I just quote the Beis Yosef. It's just easier. So first the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ran. The Ran has a number of different days, no fewer than three shittas as to how to put these two comments in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chelba, how to put these to use lahalocha. The Ran first wants to say, Ikaman de Shori, right? Yeah. Ikaman de Omer. This is on page Gimel in the Beis Yosef. Ikaman de Omer is the third to last line. So someone is saying that maybe we should put them both together, that you need both ulechumra, meaning sode velekapalti Yisrael. That the only time Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya would be matir, pas palter ovekachavim, is if it's besode, not beir. Only temporary, you're on a trip, you're traveling, and if there's no palti Yisrael available. So beir, he wouldn't be matir anything. It's a bechumra. Right, that you need both. You need tarati l'chum. And then he quotes the daya that says, no, Rabbi Yochanan was independent of Rabbi Chelbo. They're independent shittas. Should we be mekel for either? It's from the middle day. It doesn't sound like you should be mekel for either. But then he quotes a third opinion that maybe there's no machlokas bechlal. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chelbo, they're both correct. Maybe they agree to each other. They're just mentioning different kulas, and maybe we should be mekel for both. Not that you need both in order to be mekel. That only besode, kesha'en shampalti Yisrael, it's mutter. But rather either or. That either if it's besode, or even be'ir, if ain palti Yisrael, pasakam should be mutter. Besode, even if pas Yisrael is matzoi, it's also mutter. And be'ir, right, even if as long as Pas Yisrael is not Matzoi, it's going to be Mutter. Right? Those are the three Shitas that the Ran quotes. Either there's a Machlokas, that's the middle Shita, or there's no Machlokas Bechal, you can be Mekel like either one, either if Pas Yisrael is not Matzoi, or Besada. Then the first Shita of the Ran is that, no, the two Chumras go together. The two factors have to go together. You can't be Mekel unless it's both Sada and that Pas Yisrael. Pas Yisrael, Pas Palti Yisrael is not Motzah. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam seems to paskin l'chum. Rambam seems to say that you need both in order to be Mekum. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Macholas Asuras, Perek Yud Zayin, Alocha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Avo Bisha Osu Pas Akum, Yesh Mekom Shem Akilim Bedover, Velokim Pas Anachtam Ho Akum, Bemokom Shein Shem Nachtam Yisrael, Ubisode, Meneshusha Sadchak. What does the Rambam say? So it sounds to the Rambam actually that he's not making a bechlal. The Rambam says, Avo Bisha Osu Pas Akum, they asked Pas Akum. It sounds like the Rambam paskins that it's Osu, like the Ramah. Right, the Rambam seems to be very machmir. But he says there are makomos that are mekel. But even in the komos that are mekel, you need both. You need both that it's besada and that pas Yisrael is not motzah. Right? So it's not that the Rambam says that there's a heter of pasakam, it's just you need both elements. The Rambam himself would say that there's an absolute isra of pasakam. But those places where they're mekel, they're only mekel if you have both factors coming together. Okay, this is the Rambam. But the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, the Beis Yosef says, is Mekel like the third Shita in the Ran. That either or, that either Besodeh, there's a Heter of Pasakum, even if Pas Palti Yisrael is not available, or Be'ir, as long as Pas Yisrael is not available, then Pasakum, Pas Palter Akum is going to be permissible. Okay? So these are the Shitas that we have now. Okay, just to sum up again. The Ramah says we pass in like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi, that there's no heter of Pasakam at all. The Mordechai says that no, there are certain places where the Gzera was not Nispashet Mitchila. And there is an absolute heter. There never was an Isser. Right? According to the Ramah, there's no heter. So the Gzera of Pasakam is in its full force from the Mishnah. According to the Mordechai, no, in places where the Gzera was not Nispashet, it's heter Gomer. And there's this middle ground of many Rishonim, the Ran, the Rambam, the Rashba, different Shitas that want to say, no, there might be a heter of Pas Palter of Akum, but that heter is limited. It's limited to either if you have both Sode and Pas Palter Yisrael is not Matzeh, or if you have either Sode, or even if it's Be'ir, if Pas Yisrael is not Motzei. The Rashba adds a caveat to this middle Shita. Right? The Rashba again is Mekel within the middle, right? He says either or is sufficient. He says, but the Heter is only Pas Palter Ove Kochavim. Keep that in mind. Pas Palter Ove Kochavim. Pas Balabayis Chas V'shol. The Rashba says the whole Heter, whatever limitations there are on that, but the Heter is only for Pas Palter Ove Kochavim. But Pas Balabayis, absolutely not. Pas Balabayis certainly is not going to be mutter. Even if we know for sure there's no kashrus issue. There's no treif. We're talking about the Isra of Pasakum. So there is some kind of a heter, Dr. Rashba, and he, based on the Gemara, he tells you what all the limitations are. But he says, with Pas Balabayis, there's no possible heter at all. Now why? Why should you say Pas Balabayis not? So first of all, because the Bavli doesn't mention Pas Balabayis. The Bavli says, Palter. Afilu lamanda omer palter over kochavim. So it's clear that the heter is only palter over kochavim. What's more, we know that the loshen of the Yerushalmi, right? The loshen of the Yerushalmi, pasakam is a halacha she'imimu aleha, right? But what's the loshen of the Yerushalmi? Going back to the packet on page 2, rabbanan dekisim b'shem Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha k'divrei mishu matir. Uvilvad mina palter, Yerushalmi. Even though they said he tiru mebdechai nefesh, there's the caveat mentioned explicitly in the Yerushalmi that dafka pas palter. Yerushalmi does add velo avdin kain. So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he says velo avdin kain. He said people will make a leaven for pas balabais, but it's not mashma that Yerushalmi says that was correct. That maybe that was a mistake. The real heter, the way the Chachamim looked at it, the heter is really only if it's a pas palter of ikochavim. So Zokter Rashba, pas balabayis avada should be osir. Avada pas balabayis should be osir. The whole heter is only for pas akum, that's pas palter. And why is only pas palter going to be mutter, but pas balabayis osir? So that's what the Torah explains. The Torah says that by palter, There's no chashash of chasnas because there's no kiruv adas. The guy is doing it to sell to sell the bread. He's not doing it because he wants the Yisrael to eat his bread, that they'll get together, and they'll eat, they'll have a meal together, and, you know, they'll get friendly, and he'll suggest his daughter. He's not doing it for that. He's doing it to sell. So because there's no kirvat das by paspalta, that's why there's a heter. That's why there's a heter. But paspal abayis, again, what is paspal abayis? As the Beis Yosef explains, paspal abayis is that he made it for himself. So he made it for himself. So he makes it for himself. So that's a bread that there could be kirvat das. So the Rashba would say, even if there's a heter of pasakam by palter, but paspal abayis, there still is a chashash chasnas. There still is a concern of chasnas. So there's going to be no heter by paspal abayis. So question, Zach.
Who's answered?
Okay. Okay. So we have three shittas in the Rishon. We have a basic Mishnah and Gemara, the whole Ishtalshlus of whether there was a Gzeira of Pas Akam Metchila, did it catch on, did it not catch on, are there limitations to the Heter, is there an expansive Heter that the Issa never was Chal? How does this come down to the Shulchan Aruch? Okay, now that we have the Rishonim, and we have the basic structure, and we have some of the Svaras, so now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch and see how it plays out. See how it plays out in Shulchan Aruch. So let's go back to the packet of Tur Shulchan Aruch. Let's learn Shulchan Aruch together. So after the Tur, we have like a number of pages of Shulchan Aruch. I put both the simanim of Pasakam and Bishalakam together, because you'll see, in the halachas of Pasakam, we have to refer to some of the halachas of Bishalakam. So it's eight pages of Shulchan Aruch. Not too much, but there's a lot here. So let's take it slow. So the Shulchan Aruch Yeredei and Siman Kuf Yud Beis starts off like this. Sif Aleph. Otsu Chachamim Lechol Pashal Amimim Ovde Kochavim Mishum Chasnas. Shulchan Aruch starts that there's a Gzeira of Pas Akum. He explains Mishum Chasnas like we saw in the Gemara. Vafilu B'mokom Delekom Mishum Chasnas Oser, says the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rashba that the Beis Yosef quoted, right? If you looked at the Rashba without the Beis Yosef, without the... You won't understand what's going on, but if you look at the Beis Yosef, it's just partially, like, reads like water, right? It's perfect. So first of all, even without a chashash of chasnas, as the Dake Moshe quoted, it still applies. There's a gzera below plug. Okay, we'll get to the next part. Well, what's called pas? Chamesh is minyad dog, other sources of pas. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. Let's move to Siv Beis now. Yesh makom shem makilim v'davar v'lo kem pas minachtam over kochavim b'mokom shein sham nachtam yisov m'meshi shas hadchak. Dr. Shulchan Aruch, because of shas hadchak, because of chaya nefesh, there are some places where they're mekel. They're mekel to buy from a pas nachtam, that's pas palter, b'mokom shein sham nachtam yisrael. If there's no nachtam yisrael available, so then they're mekel to buy from the nachtam. Continuing in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber, let's skip the Rama for a moment. And then the Rama explains what is Pas Balabayis. He quotes from the Beis Yosef. Good. Who does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like? The Rashba. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rashba. That the heter of Pasakam was either besada or be'ir, as long as Pas Yisrael is not Motsui. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about Sada. He's talking be'ir, he's talking anywhere. So if he's talking anywhere, then is there a heter of Pasakam? Sure, but it's limited. It's limited to what? It's limited to a case where Pas Yisrael is not Motsui. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says it. It's only where Pas Yisrael is not Motsui. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rashba. Comes the Rama and says, "V'yeshamim dafila b'makom chepas Yisrael motzei shori beis Yosef ledasam Mordechai usmak v'hagolos hashri etc." The Rama paskins like the Mordechai that even if Pas Yisrael is motzei, still pasakum is permissible. Why is it permissible? But I don't understand. There was a gzera, so why should there be a heter? If the heter is only litzorach, if it's a limited heter, litzorach, mishum chaya nefesh, so why is it mutter, even if Pas Yisrael is mutzli? What's the answer? What's the answer, Rabosai? If he paskins like the Mordechai, what's he saying? It's not a limited heter, but rather, it was never nespashim, b'chol Yisrael. That's what the Shach says. Right? The Shach learned Beis Yosef. He's just explaining what the Mordechai is based on. The Shachan Sivkot and Ches. V'yeshom imchulei b'mordechai kosev atam l'vishosom mekamos hanogim heter ha'inu mishum shalom espashe yisur pashal ovik ha'chavim betchilas ha'gzer ba'osom mekamos l'vishosom pashal ovik ha'chavim l'poshal yisur b'chal yisrael. The Shach says the Mordechai is based on the fact that the gzer was never despashim betchila, so the whole gzer was never chal. If the gzer was never chal, there's no limit to the heter. There's no limit to the heter because there was no iser. If there was no iser, we don't have to talk about limitations. There are no qualifying factors. There was no iser, so of course it's going to be mutter. The Shulchan Aruch assumes that it was a heter after the fact, post facto. At first there was an iser, but then there was a heter. So if there was a heter, Mishum Chai Nefesh, like the Yerushalmi, then there's a limitation. And the Bavli also has limitations. So the Shulchan Aruch, paskening like the Rambam, let's say, right? Paskening that there's a limited heter that occurred post facto. So he says that if pas Yisrael is matzah, of course there isn't going to be any kind of heter. Says the Shach, if the Ramah is willing to be mekel outright, if the Ramah is willing to be mekel to say that there's no limitation, lefize mashvid afilu pasha balibatim mutter, the halon is pasha klal is a pasha lovikachavim ba'osim akomos. But if you take the svara of the Mordechai to its logical conclusion, what should emerge is not only should there be a het there, even if Pas Yisrael is matzoi, even if Pas Yisrael is readily available, but even Pasha Balebatim, as long as we know that it's kosher, right? If Yisrael is Yotze V'Nichlas, we know he has only kosher ingredients and it's going to be kosher, even Pasha Balebatim should be mutter. Why? Because there's no Isser. If there's no Isser, then Pasha Balebatim is mutter. Pas Palta should be mutter, even if Palti Yisrael is also Matzi, so what? There's no Issa. If there's no Issa, then everything should be Mutter. Everything should be Mutter. That's according to the Mordechai. Aye, but the Yerushalmi says Dafka Palter and not Balabayis. So the Shach, that's the Yerushalmi. What are you hacking me with the Yerushalmi? I've got to be Yerushalmi, Osa Pasha Balabatim, Chensovim, Yesh Poskim, Hoinu Nami Yasri, Palter Ove Kachov, Bedika Palter Yisrael. You know, the two limitations go together. If you're going to ask Sir Pasha Balabais, that's because you hold that the heter is a limited heter. So that's why, if Pas Yisrael is Matsui, so then there's no heter of Pas Palter either. Right? Those two are term go together. But if you're going to say that the heter of Pas Akum, the heter of Pas Palter Akum applies even if Pas Yisrael is Matsui, so then even Pasha Balabais should also be Matsui because there was no Issa. There's no Issa, so then there's no limitation to the heter either. Okay, so it would appear as though this machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch Hamor, is really a machlokas ledina, had a paskin like, which Rishon do we paskin like? The Ramah is rejected lahalocha. We're going to be maker. We're going to say that there is a heter of pasakum. Question is, what kind of a heter is it? Do we go like the Mordechai, that it's an expansive kind of heter? It's an expansive kind of heter because there was no Isser. There was no Isser to begin with. If that's the case, it says the Shach, then it should be Matir even Pasha Balibatim, and it should be Matir, and it is Matir, Pas Palter, Ovek Ochavim, even a Pas Yisrael, is Matzah. But if you assume that it's a limited Heter, so then it'll only apply in a case of Pas Yisrael is not Matzah, and it certainly will not apply to Pasiv Balabatim either. Lamaisa, the Shach says that it's appropriate to be Machmir. The Shach says, in Tzivkot and Tes, that really it's appropriate to be machmer. Many are mekel, but the Shach says, Miu nira diyesh li zaraf kol yimos hashana. I'm going to talk about special time, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow. We'll talk about situations where even those who are mekel, for Pasakim generally, kol hashana kula, but there are times that one is supposed to be machmer. Discuss those times. But the Shach says that Nira the Yesh Lizav Kol Yimos Hashana Shalik of Pas Shalovik Achavim in a Palter Hecha the Yesh Palter Yisrael. He says, really, Be'ikar Adin, you should be Machmer for the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach was an Ashkenazi, but he says, really, you should be Machmer for the Mechaber. That if Pas Yisrael is Motzah, you should eat Pas Yisrael. Don't eat Pas Akum. There are Rishonim. And many Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran and the Rambam, many Rishonim who hold it, maybe even Tosfos, from the Hemshech of Tosfos, get the impression that he felt it was a limited heter. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah sounds like it's a limited heter. Yerushalmi sounds like it's a limited heter. So the Shach says it would seem as though the appropriate practice is really to be machmer, to assume it's a limited heter. So Pas Yisrael is matzah. There are communities where it's easy to get Pas Yisrael. Not every community. Some communities, it's hard to get Pas Yisrael. But if you get Pas Yisrael, the Shach says, why not? Well, why shouldn't you be machmer to have only Pas Yisrael? We'll see. There are cases where you might be there might be room for kula, right? If Pas Yisrael is not matzoi, even if Pas Yisrael is matzoi, but maybe the quality. We'll talk about the quality. That's an important issue. We'll talk about tomorrow. Quality, price. There are lots of different factors that the poskim talk about. But assuming that the price is the same and the quality is the same and the preservatives are the same and, you know, the bread is basically the same, Shach says, really, one should be machmer. You know, people think, you know, if you're learning the sugyas of Pasakim, Bishlakim, so Pasakim, okay, we can talk a little bit about, but the bottom line is it's mutter. Bishlakim is really what to discuss, because Bishlakim really is an issur. It's not so posh. It's not so posh. The Shach already says that, really, if Pas Yisrael is mutter, maybe you shouldn't be mekel for Pasakim. If everything is equal between Pas Yisrael and Pas Akam and Pas Yisrael is Matzi, then maybe one should really go. Shach seems to say it's appropriate to go like the Shulchan Aruch to be machmer to eat only Pas Yisrael, and that's based on the Rishonim that it's a limited hetter. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're gonna discuss. You know, what does that mean that Pas Yisrael is Matzi? What are the factors that we have to take into account to figure out whether Pas Yisrael is Matzi or not? And then we'll discuss what are times during the year that even those who are mekel to eat Pas Yisrael, either those who are mekel outright like their mother, even if Pas Yisrael is matzah, is still mutter, or maybe in a place where Pas Yisrael normally is not matzah, so they're mekel to eat Pas Palter Akum throughout the year. Maybe there are certain times that one is supposed to really eat Pas Yisrael and not eat Pas Akum.